प्रातस्मरामीरिदि संस्फुरदात्मतत्त्वं सच्चित्सुखं परं सुगतिं तुरीयं यत्स्वप्नजागरसुषुप्तं वेति नित्यं तद्ब्रह्म निष्कलम् अहं न च भूतसङ्गं प्रातर्भजामि मनसो व्रजवससाम् अगम्यं वाचो विभान्ति निखिला यदनुग्रहेण यन्नेति नेति वचनैर्निगमावचुः तं देवं देवम् अजम् अच्युतम् आहु अग्रम् प्रातोर्नमामि तमसा परमम् परमर्कवर्णं पूर्णं सनातनपदं पुरुषोत्तमैक्यं यस्मिन् इदं जगतशेष अशेषभूतै मूर्तै रज्ज्वं भुजङ्गम इव प्रतिभासितं वै. दिस् इस् दि प्रातः मार्निङ्ग् रिमेम्बरेन्स् आफ् Supreme Brahman, composed by Shankara. At dawn I meditate with my heart on the effulgent Atman, the existence, knowledge, bliss, absolute, the goal of the greatest ascetics, the transcendent and the eternal, who is beyond the states of waking, dream and sleep. I am verily that indivisible Brahman and not a combination of material elements. At dawn I worship him who is beyond the reach of mind and speech, but because of whose presence all speech becomes manifest. Him the scriptures indicate by the words not this, not this, as beyond all attributes. Him the sages describe as the God of gods, eternal, immutable and supreme. At dawn I salute the effulgent being who is beyond all darkness, who is called the Supreme, the Infinite and Eternal, in whom appears the world of manifold forms, like the snake superimposed on the rope. This hymn depicts the true nature of human beings. How we are disconnected from our true nature and how we can go back and realize our true nature through meditation, through worship, and through prayer. Go back to home. Go back to God. God is our real home. This world is an impermanent place. We know it. Body is not eternal. We know it. But still, with these things, this world, our bodies are so real to us. The real became unreal to us, and the unreal became real to us. That is Maya. So the scripture which you are studying, Panchadoshi, one of the topmost Vedanta scriptures written by Vidyarana Muni, a great Vedantic teacher of the South. This book will reveal to us our true nature. Let us meditate on this self-effulgent being, the Atman which is within us. Saisha Mahanuja Atma. This great Atman, Ajaro, no disease, Amaro, immortal, Amrito, deathless, Abhayam, fearless, Aja, birthless. When we experience this Atman, Upanishad says, now bhayam bhavati, at that time you have no fear. We become fearless. When we realize the Self, we become one with the Infinite, which is eternal, immortal. That is our true nature. Om. ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्टस् मे हि गाइडस् मे हि गिव अस् स्ट्रेंथ एंड राइट अंडरस्टैंडिंग मे लव एंड हार्मनी बी विद अस ऑल। ओम पीस 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 एंड ऑल। Panchadoshi, written by Vidyaranya Muni. It is a great text on Vedanta philosophy. This book has 15 chapters. The first five chapters connected with Sat, existence. Brahman exists. God exists. Five chapters. First chapter is called Tattva Vivek. What is the truth? Then it comes Tattva Vivek, then I forgot. Then Bhuta Vivek. What is this world you live in? What is the truth? And what is the world we live in? The third chapter, your body. What is this human body? Panchakosha Viveka, five sheaths of the soul. How we covered our Atman with five coverings. Next, Dvaita Viveka, the duality. What is this duality? You see, Ekam eva dityam, this God, Brahman alone exists, one without a second. Then came this duality by Maya. We give example, rope became snake. How? Because of darkness. There is a rope on the floor from a distance due to black and light and shade. I see it is a snake. But that imagined snake does not bite. That imagined snake does not move. That imagined snake is the moment light comes, the imagination goes away, we see the rope as rope. So this world is made out of imagination. When this duality dissolves, what happens? The world disappears. In deep sleep, no world. We are at peace. So when this duality goes away, we are at peace. How can we banish this duality? That Vedanta will teach you. Next is Mahavakya Vivek. Listen, these great four Vedic dictums, four mantras, which will knock out this duality. Rig Veda says, Prajnanam Brahma. This consciousness is Brahman. Brihadaranyaka Rig Veda, that is Rig Veda. Yajur Veda says, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. Samaveda says, Tattvamasi, thou art that, you are Brahman. Atharvaveda says, I am Atma Brahman. This Atman is Brahman. So these four mantras will knock out this duality, will give the experience of that non-dual experience, Brahman. Next five chapters is connected with consciousness. Light. Chitra Deepa, Dhyana Deepa. Deep means light. And next five chapters connected with bliss. We shall talk about it later. So the chapter we are studying is called Chitra Deepa. This is the chapter 6 of the 15 chapters. I am supposed to start with verse 78, but I am, last 3 months we did not have any class, so I am going to tell you in brief what we have studied. This world has been superimposed on Brahman. How? The author tried to set a picture in front of us. Do you see this canvas? What is canvas? On the canvas, first there is a piece of cloth. Over that cloth, you cannot paint. Do you know what they do? They put a coating, starch, some kind of chemicals or all these things. They put a coat. You can see on the canvas, there is a thick layer of coating there. First, pure cloth has been covered by a coating. Second, you are an artist. What do? You put that canvas, you frame it. 16 by 20, 20 by 24, 24 by 30, different sizes there. You frame it and put on the easel. Then what do? You are an artist. Perhaps I shall make a picture of Sri Ramakrishna. So I first with the pencil, I outline head, eyes, nose, ears, contour of your face, nose, then shoulder, hands, chest. You with the pencil, first you will see the artist first does the drawing. That is the third stage. Then when the drawing is over, you will find he will bring all tubes of colors. Then here is a plate, he will put all the colors, and here are many brushes, red, blue, yellow, different colors he is putting on the drawing on the canvas. That is everything about Brahman and Ishwar. Look, so this pure cloth is Brahman. The coating, that is Ishwara, God. Then the drawings, all the outlines, that is Hiranyagarbha, sum total of the subtle bodies. Then comes all colors, that is this beautiful universe we see. There also there is another magic. Look, when the artist draws trees, mountain, grass, then animals, he did not put any clothing. But the moment human beings come, he starts to put clothing. Woman's dress, man's dress. The artist starts to put clothes on the body of a man and woman. I'm just telling you that how this world has been superimposed on this pure cloth. Then what do? Oh, I have Mona Lisa in the Louvre Museum in France. I saw beautiful paintings. People go and see it, just like living. Actually, it is on the cloth. Came from the imagination of this artist. And the Mona Lisa became a living being to us. So all these billions of people are see are like this, moving. Very interesting. This world, one of our teachers used to compare Vedanta through movie. When do you go to movie? What do you do? The big screen is there. On that screen, here is a projector. And here is the reel of the film. That film, through the projector, it just continuously moves. Continuously this reel moves. And all these men, women, trees, plants, then tigers, lions, Mumbai killing, fire, water, heavy rain, all we see on the screen. We see heavy rain. We see fire. While eating popcorn and coke, we watch all these movies. But when you go, charge the screen. Screen is not wet. The screen is not burnt. But you saw it. That is happening, this Brahman and this Maya. So many things is going on in this world. But that pure consciousness is unperturbed. It never changes. Your views are changing, your mind is changing, your body is changing. Behind these changes, there is some unchanging reality. That is our true nature. That is our Atman. That honestibhya, sabhijigyasitibhya, that you will have to sort after, that you will have to know. You know, this highest truth of Vedanta reveals to us our true nature, but we are unaware of it. This is Maya. Then, Brahma-sarva-atma-tattvam, superimposed, all these things are superimposed. Next stage, jiva and kutastha. Kutastha. Kut means anvil. Perhaps we have seen blacksmith. There is an anvil there. Here is a red hot iron. He puts it in the anvil and then with a hammer he hits. And he can give any shape he likes. But the anvil is unperturbed. Kutastha. That is you, should be unperturbed. How? What is that kutastha? Kutastha chaitanya. This Panchadoshikar also divided consciousness into four categories. Consciousness is one, but for the sake of understanding, he divided into four. Brahma Chaitanya, pure consciousness. Ishvar Chaitanya, God, Maya, associated with consciousness. That is called Ishvar Chaitanya. That Ishvar Chaitanya is the creator, preserver, destroyer of this universe. He is God. Then come one stage down, Hiranyagarbha. That is the all subtle universe, subtle bodies, associated with consciousness. Then come one stage down, this Virat, cosmic universe, world you see, that also associated with consciousness. There is consciousness everywhere. Trees, plants, earth, mountain, everything is pervaded with that pure consciousness. Then Vidyananda Muni gave another analogy, akasha, space. Gata akasha, maha akasha, jala akasha, megha akasha. Very interesting. Ghat means jar. inside the jar, you put some water. So previously the jar was empty, only space was there. Then you fill up with water, then it becomes jalakasha, water and the space together. If you take the water out, space will be there. And water is there, space is also there. So you cannot remove the space. Space is all pervading. That is jalakasha. What is Mahakash? Cosmic space. St. Louis, it is a Vedanta temple space, St. Louis space, Missouri space, US space, whole universe space, space, space. Cosmic space. So you understand what I mean, Jalakasha, water space, and the cosmic space. Again, he divided Akasha into two categories. Jalakasha, Mahakasha. Now, there is Ghatakasha. Ghat means jar space and cosmic space. Second, Jalakasha, Meghakasha. Again, he divided. Do you see, here is water in your jar, and you keep the jar outside. Perhaps there is a moon, some stars, you can see some reflection on the water. Again, that is called Jalakasha. We have Ghatakasha, space, jar space, and cosmic space. And this one is water space, and Meghakasha means cloud space. Cloud space means in the cloud, there is a water particles are there. There we see sometimes some reflection of the sun, moon, we see sometimes rainbow, all those things. It is all space. Those things have. So he was talking about, look, this space is the only reality, but how this space is limited. When the water, when this star, moon reflects, similarly, your Atman, your inside, the pure consciousness reflects where? Your Buddhi. That he wants to tell us. Your Buddhi, your intellect, your mind, the cosmic pure consciousness is reflecting there. That is called Jivatma, individual soul. That is you, me, and the billions of people. Consciousness associated with Buddhi, with intellect. That is Jivatma. So Jivatma is called Kuchastha Chaitanya. Kuch means that mind, intellect, that is just like an anvil. There, this Chaitanya is reflects. That is all individual beings. That you are talking about. So now you understand what is Jiva, cosmic consciousness, pure consciousness, and individual consciousness. So you have an individual consciousness, I have an individual consciousness, all these people have individual consciousness. Part of that, it is just like some kind of reflection of that cosmic consciousness. So try to understand this way. So very nicely he gave some analogy so that you can visualize. Then he is talking about Namo Rupa. Namo means name, Rupa means form. So he was talking about, watch this man has five fingers. Sat, Chit, Ananda, that is Brahman. Nam, Rup, that is Maya. Sat, existence, consciousness, bliss, absolute, that is Brahman, that is absolute, ultimate reality. Nam, Rup, which is produced by Maya, not real. Chaitananda has a name and it has a form. One day it originated, one day it will dissolve. It will be destroyed. All these things, this Nama Rupa, Janjal. Bodh Chahi Jako Sukriti Bhajata Rama Nishkam. The Bichar Chagur Nishalda says that try to understand your true nature. That who are you? Who am I? Who am I? Am I Chaitananda, this name and form? And am I the truth, that Atman, that Brahman? That which is the process of discrimination. The more we put Swami thinking this way, can we hypnotize ourselves? Of course we can do. It is all, we are all hypnotized. Now we'll have to de-hypnotize ourselves. That is the whole process of Vedanta scripture. We are all hypnotized by Maya. We think I am Chaitananda, I am a Swami, I am a minister, I am this, I am that. I superimpose all these things on myself. Remove these things. Who am I? If you go to Raman Maharshi, always he used to say, meditate. Who am I? Who am I? Am I the body? Am I the mind? Am I the senses? I am the intellect. I am a writer. I am a engineer. I am a teacher. I am a doctor. Who am I? Who am I? Those things are always superimposed in the Atman. You know, through this discrimination, Swamiji made a remark once. But Swamiji, you know, saying this, shall I be able to, the Atman, Swamiji, yes, that is the way it works. How does it work? In the ultimate reality, do you know what Vedanta will teach us? Repeat that mantra, Aham Brahmasmi. Akhanda karakarida chitta vritti rudeti. At that time, a chitta vritti, thought wave, will arise. I am Brahman. I am Brahman. I am Brahman. I am Brahman. Only that one thought will come. That I am Chaitananda, I am Swami, I am this, I am that. That thought will not come. That means you are illumined. At that time, you are de-superimposing, de-hypnotizing yourself. I am neither the body, nor the mind, nor the senses. Chidananda Rupa, Shivoham, Shivoham. I am that existence, consciousness, bliss, absolute. I am Shiva, I am Shiva. That is a de-hypnotization mantra if you read the Nirvana Satakam of Shankara. That is the way it works. Sometimes when we get a big shock from Maya, oof, enough. At that time, mind turned toward God, Brahman. We are so hypnotized. We love Maya. How these things work? They call it Tadatma Dhyas. I feel I am really miserable. I feel I have a stomach pain. These are the qualities of the body. These are the qualities of my mind I put on the Atman. And Atman also put in my mind and thinking that I am this, I am that. It is called the qualities of the Atman is illumined. So Atman illumined this, my buddhi, my intellect, and buddhi's qualities also went to the Atman. This is called Anunyadhyasa, mixed together. How can I separate them? Through meditation. Through meditation we separate them. No. Only Atman. It is a process. It is a Vedantic sadhana, spiritual disciplines, meditation of Vedanta. And you know, those who have tremendous power of discrimination, it is Maya, I don't want it. But again, mind goes there. It comes from the many, many years of samskaras. I remember when I joined the monastery, one old Swami was telling me, do you think of your family, parents, home? I'm going, well, time to time they come to my mind. How old are you? I'm going, 22. Look, 22 years, your cycle moved this way. Another 22 years, reverse. Then they will be erased from your mind. Now, truly speaking, my family do not come to my mind at all. Seldom they, if I force myself, they may appear in my mind, boom, zero, wiped out. 60 years, wiped out. I can visualize, it is hard for me to visualize my parents. How they look, I don't know. How these things go away from the mind. The thing, oh, that person loved me, loved me, loved me. You can banish that person from your mind. Turn the mind to the other direction. Duramite viparite vishuchi vidya avidyeti gata is vidya or avidya. There are two streams are flowing. A maya has also two departments, vidya maya, avidya maya. Avidya maya will bind you, and vidya maya will release you. Cultivate vidya maya, good maya, meditation, holy company. It's time, you know, when I was working, well, these Vedantic teachings, how few people will come. How few people want to know about this highest truth. Those who come, blessed, they are blessed souls. I remember when I was attending Mandukya Upanishad, I told our principals, my Maharaj, can anybody practice these things? I am birthless. Denying the birth. Then, do you know what he told me? Listen, my boy. Now hear it. You have not realized it, but only hear it. One day, this thought will help you. Yes, there is some highest truth, but I have not yet reached there. He taught me that, you know, how... When I joined the monastery, the first 5 years, I only listened. Morning and evening, morning half an hour, evening another nearly half an hour, listen. Day in, day out, 5 years. Listen. Then you will develop some samskaras. Samskaras. You know, go to this whole central city. How many people talk about this highest truth? At least you are getting some chance to listen. That is the way I look at it. Atmatatya jiva kuchaste vichar. Then the other section, this section as we did it last fall, what is the Atman? Those who are very gross, they think the children are the my Atman. When they see Atman outside the body, my wealth are my Atman, my children, my wife is my husband is my husband, my father, mother are the Atman. They see Atman outside the body. They are extremely gross. Come back a little bit further. Next, the Charvaka says, my body is the Atman. Then your mind becomes a little bit more fine, gross body. Then things... Body dies. Body cannot be Atman. Atman is immortal. You remember that story of Indra and Virochana. Indra the king of gods, and Virojana, the king of the demons, both are created by Brahma, the creator. They went to Brahma, their father, and said, we have heard about the Atman, that if you know the Atman, you will be immortal. Please teach us about the Atman. Brahma says, I'm glad that both of you boys have come to my house. I cannot give lesson right now. If you need some spiritual disciplines, you practice meditation 32 years in my house. 32 years. So after 32 years, no shaving, no cutting the nails, you know, long hair, long beard, Indra and Virojana appeared before Brahma. At that time, there is no mirror. So Udo Sharabe, Brahma brought a big bowl of water and put in front of them and said, whatever reflection you see in that water, that is the Atman. Thus, Virojana went first and saw his face and beard and this and that. Yes, I understood. I understood that I am that Atman. My body is the Atman. That body I saw reflection, I saw in that water. Indra also saw the same Atman. So both left. So Virojana went to his people, look, eat, drink, and be merry. This body is the Atman. Take care of the body. Give good food. Have a nice time. Indra left and then he came back. Brahma says, why have you come back? Father, body dies. Body cannot be the Atman. He dies. I'm glad that you have come back. Another 32 years, practice Brahmacharya. After 32 years, Indra realized, mind is the Atman. Mind is the Atman. Then again he came back, another 32 years. 96 years, he understood Buddhi is the Atman. Then, do you know why they talk about it? Your mind, through practicing spiritual disciplines, it becomes finer and finer and finer. There are some people who understand, they're very spiritual people. They have good feelings. Their mind also, very delicate mind, not gross mind. Gross mind understands only gross sensual objects. This spiritual mind understands spiritual things. So the minds become finer and finer and finer. It becomes very pure. Anyhow, so Brahma says another 5 years. So after 101 years, Indra realized what is the Atman, you see. But for us, we will be dead. For gods and demons, they are all right. We cannot live so long. We need right now. American way, you see. We want instant liberation. So they understood the sense organs are the Atman. First body, then sense organs. Then that means prana, vital force, Atman. Then they understood mind is the Atman. Oh no, mind cannot be Atman. Mind is happiness, misery, mind fluctuates. That cannot be Atman. Senses also, prana also. Today you are in high mood, next day very depressed mood. Your prana, your energy vibrates, fluctuates. Mind fluctuates. They cannot be Atman. The thing which fluctuates cannot be the Atman. Then Buddhi is not the Atman. Then Buddhi and intellect and consciousness both can be as the Atman. Well, no, they cannot be Atman because still chit and jod, that is the grunthi, that is the knot between the infinite and the finite, consciousness and the unconsciousness. That is called chit, jod, grunthi. That is the Buddhi. That is the Jivatma. First contact of the Atman, pure consciousness and the Buddhi. That is Jivatma. You, me, all these individual beings. So Jivatma, that Atma and the Jiva, nature, will have to separate. I am neither the Jiva, I am the Atman. How to do it? You see, the more you meditate on your chosen deity, you will transcend your body idea. You will transcend your mind. Your mind will be absorbed only with the chosen ideal or pure consciousness. That is the reason we meditate morning and evening. Just to get a little, not that you get merged into Brahman or Atman or my chosen deity, at least we get some glimpses, we get some contacts. The day you have good meditation, you will exuberant with joy. Oh, today I have so much peace. Sometimes it happens, it is hard to leave the shrine. Then I sit here eternally. So much joy comes from spiritual disciplines. Anyhow, so Buddhi is Atman. In this way, Devvedanta realized Aham Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Saitya Sabhava Paramananda Ananta Advayam Brahma. This is the final lesson analysis of Vedanta, our true nature. Aham, I, Nitya, eternal. Shuddha, pure. Buddha, awakened. Mukta, free. Sabhava, by nature. I am by nature eternal, awakened, free. Paramananda, full of supreme bliss. Ananta, infinite. Adyam, non-dual, Brahman. That is my true nature. You know, sometimes I used to ask people, repeat this one. Aham, Nitya, Shuddha, Buddha, Mukta, Satya, Svabhava, Paramananda, Ananta, Advayam, Brahma. Aham, Nitya, Shuddha. In this way, through repetition, we can get some glimpses of our true nature. Which is all breaking the dream by the dream. Breaking a piece of a stone by another piece of a stone. Here is a piece of brick. With a brick I bring, heat it and bring another brick. So we are heating maya by maya. What kind of maya? We are knocking out avidya maya by vidya maya. That we are going to do. Vidya maya means good maya. Avidya maya means bad maya. That you are doing all the time. Your good thoughts and bad thoughts are fighting inside you, inside all of us. We are fighting, constantly fighting. The more we meditate, the more we pray, the more we are connected with God, our Atma, chosen deity, the more we are strong. We are invincible. Look what Swamiji says. Kurmas tarakachi arpanam kim bhavna vijanasi ramakrishna dasovayam. We can unhinge this world. We can bite all the stars and the moons and the planets. Don't you know? We are the children of Ramakrishna. When he is empowered, Ramakrishna is God. God's power entered inside us. So we are so powerful. Those are all nature. We have full control over the nature. That is called Vedanta. Mastery over the nature. Then Pitarana Muni made another shloka. Maneva manushanam karanam mandamokshayoho shruto manamaya kosha stena atme iritam manaha. Bandage, liberation are all in the mind. If you think I am bound, I am depressed, I am depressed, I am depressed, I am depressed. I am a sinner, I am a sinner, I am a sinner, you are a sinner. In stage of this, think, I am Brahman, I am Atman, I am a child of Sri Ramakrishna. This world is Maya, I don't care. In this way, this is called jivhipnotization process. You are counteracting one by the other. That is all about the spiritual life. Mind must change. ঠাকুর সেজ, শ্রীরামকৃষ্ণ সেজ, মন ধোপা ঘরের কাপড়, মাইন্ড ইজ দি ক্লথ অফ দি ওয়াশারম্যানস হাউস। দ্যাট ওয়াশারম্যান হ্যাজ মেনি কালার্স, মেনি ডাইস ইন দি ডিফারেন্ট টাবস। ইউ ওয়ান্ট ইয়েলো, হি উইল ডিপ ইউর ক্লথ ইন দি ইয়েলো টাব, ব্লু ব্লু টাব, গ্রিন গ্রিন টাব। ইউ ওয়ান্ট স্পিরিচুয়াল কালার, হিয়ার ইজ মাই স্পিরিচুয়াল টাব। ইউ ওয়ান্ট ওয়ার্ল্ডলি কালার, হিয়ার ইজ দি ওয়ার্ল্ডলি টাব। অল ডিপেন্ডস আপন হোয়াট ইউ ওয়ান্ট। ইউ ওয়ান্ট বেদান্ত স্পিরিচুয়াল লাইফ, অর ইউ ওয়ান্ট ওয়ার্ল্ডলি লাইফ, গ্যাম্বলিং, এভরিথিং ইজ ইন ইউর, ইট ইজ অল উইদিন আস। Different schools have different views about the Atman. The Buddhist thing, Atman is shunya, zero, void. Example, here is a flame of oil lamp. You blow it, it disappears. Where does it go? Where does the flame of light go? It is gone. So it is shunya. Why? Vedanta says, no way. Atman cannot be void. Atman is Satchidananda, which is existence, knowledge, bliss, absolute. You cannot make a painting without a canvas. You might have color, you know the skill, but there is no canvas. Canvas is the most important thing, that pure cloth on which all this world have been superimposed. Try to think about that, that you have a huge oil painting in your house. I remember when I went to see Rome in 1990, that Sistine Chapel, those paintings, what? Which is really worth seeing, the Sistine Chapel in Rome. So beautiful. People from all over the world go to see it. Try to think about this. This whole world is superimposed on this Atman. We are all the witness. We are watching. Swamiji says, be the witness. Don't. That one of our Swamis used to say, in the museum, all the paintings are there. What is written there? Do not touch. The moment you touch, you will be thrown out. So came to this world, just see, don't touch. Just means don't be attached. Mahamaya will bind you. Have everything. Think that everything belongs to God. I am just the caretaker. Even some people say, my house. When I hear my house, it bothers me. Say our house. Or come to this house. See, Ramakrishna could not bear that word. My house. My. Our house. Please come. I never say it is my ashram. So I just covered it, our previous lesson in brief. And from our next class, we shall start to speak about the size of the Atman. Some people, this Atman is just like a minute, like an atom. Some people think Atman is the medium size. According to your Atman is just like your body size. Some people will say Atman is vast size. According to their understanding, they understand the Atman the same way. Do you know why? Because of our mind. mind cannot think anything which has no name or no form. Can you think anything which has no form? No. Because mind has a form. So he thinks only of the form. Amazing this human mind. Whenever we think anything, we visualize through name and form. But Atman is not a form, which is formless. Atman does not have any quality. I cannot say it is blue or green or yellow. Atman is Atman. It is as it is. What is that thing? Asti, it exists. All the time it is within us. With the help of the Atman we function in this world. Without Atman we are dead. Atman is our life. Atman is everything. See, Upanishad says, Esha Issa Parama Goti, Esha Issa Parama Sampad, Esha Issa Parama Loka, Esha Issa Parama Ananda. This is the Atman is the goal. This is the wealth. This is the abode, supreme goal, supreme wealth, supreme bliss. That is our true nature. That we'll have to find out. And when we have experienced the Atman, you are whole, you are full. You are free. But is there any joy there? Five chapters joy we shall give to you. Five places. Plunged with bliss. Amannam, ahamannam, ahamannam, ahamannado, ahamannado. When a person experiences the Atman, what kind of expression comes? We hear from the Taittiriya Upanishad. Bliss, bliss, bliss. You will float in bliss. Bliss of oneness. Bliss of that infinite. Matra upajivanti, the joy we get in the sense world, matra, is just a sprinkle. And there it will be the fountain of bliss. That we shall talk about. If you have any questions, please ask. I think all these classes, I do not know what is the number of classes now, all are recorded. All are recorded, but all are not yet on the website. Eventually we shall put all my talks in. Nowadays, you see, it is a, what is it called? They are broadcasting it.
YouTube, live stream.
Live stream. From Canada, from California, from New Jersey, people are watching. Florida, people are watching this. Here, we may be few people, but all over the country, people are watching. So anyhow, modern technology, I think we have. And these things we put into website. This class will go into the website. But before we started very recently, but all our classes are recorded. Eventually they will come. Hundreds and hundreds of classes. Masato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrityurma amritam gamaya, abhirabhirma yedi rudra jate dakshinamukam, tenamam pahi nityam, om shanti shanti shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from death to immortality. Light us through, and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, 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 peace.